You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY. I'm Lisa Berry, and each week we talk with On the Ground IPSY project manager Sarah Rigg about one of her online articles about the Ypsilanti area for the week. And she joins us now. And hi, Sarah, what did you write about this week?
Hi, Lisa. I wrote about a new pilot program taking place in Ypsilanti Township. It's a sort of collaboration between the county sheriff and a bunch of other organizations and individuals. There's this lot of discussion in the last year and a half or so about police reform, and one of the things that people have been asking for is for police not to escalate nonviolent situations. You know, like there's no reason to show up with a gun for a noise complaint or a complaint about fireworks, and so they are piloting a program to implement some of those things. I brought with me Joanne McCollum, who is the president of the new West Willow Neighborhood Association, one of the partners in this program.
Welcome, Joanne. What was your role in helping put this pilot program together?
So I am the president of the New West Willow Neighborhood Association, which began as a neighborhood watch 20, 30 years ago. It's been in existence for quite some time. And one of the things that I noticed at each meeting, when we would get the report from the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office, was reports on quality of life, which means people commenting on loud noise, speeding, litter, and things like that. So what I noticed is that there was a constant number of calls about the quality of life. And I thought, you know, that would be a good thing to bring the number down is a positive thing, because you're making less calls about quality of life issues. So what I did was I contacted the township, Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office, Habitat for Humanity, because they work in the community, the county commissioners that are in this area, and I said, let's get together and talk about how we could decrease the quality of life calls that people are making by increasing the quality of their life in the community. And it would also help other communities, because I would hear things on nextdoor.com from other communities about the same quality of life issues, which is loud noise, speeding, people doing fireworks through the week and things like that. So that's basically how it got started, and that was about a couple of months ago, and we've been going strong since then.
And I think what I read in a preview of your article, Sarah, was that you're talking about low-level incidents is how these are described.
Yes, this only applies to low-level, non-criminal, non-violent issues. It might be against the township ordinance, but it's not actually a crime, so Joanne mentioned a couple of them, like fireworks, noise complaints, loud parties, speeding. You know, might also include, you know, problems with pets, things like that.
And literally, what does that look like? And we're talking about police showing up without a weapon? Is that a key part of this?
Well, they're kind of seeing it as two tracks. So one track would be the mental health and behavioral health track. So if somebody's having a mental health meltdown, you don't want to necessarily send in an armed police officer. So you might only send a team of social workers with no police presence at all, or it could be a coordinated response with a sheriff deputy and then also some sort of social worker. So that's one track. And then the other track is just for these general quality of life issues, and you wouldn't be sending a police officer at all. You would be recruiting a team of community members to go out and just educate their neighbors about, you know, it's not okay to shoot off fireworks after 1 a.m. or whatever the issue is.
And what does that look like to you, Joanne?
Well, it looks good because what we have discovered and what I have discovered talking to residents about these issues is that a lot of people actually don't know the ordinances or the guidelines or laws about these various things. We want people to enjoy their life in their community. However, some things are a quality of life issue. And a lot of times people don't know that, you know, having this loud music is really a quality of life issue. Speeding, people know, but they may not be aware of where that can go, the dangers of that. You know, we're not thinking of that when we're in the moment of things. So we feel like if we would put out more information and education and then have people that live in the community that, you know, just want to do a conversation, a neighborly conversation with people about these issues, that that will help to lower the cause of quality of life and increase the quality of life that you are experiencing in the community.
So you're a resident of the West Willow neighborhood organization, or even all of Ypsilanti Township, and this pilot program is in place. What do you think the ultimate outcome will be?
Well, I think the ultimate outcome will be, one of the things is that shared community knowledge and norms and expectations, and that's so very important for people to be aware of what it is the community is and what makes up a good quality of life community. And I believe this will be one of the outcomes: increased safety, increased community health and well-being, because the different things about quality of life issues, like the speeding, we know what can happen if there's an accident. But the fact that the vehicles are speeding also creates anxiety for people. And so that's another issue, a community health issue. We don't want to just think that's something small. We know that that's very important to people, that they feel safe, that they feel like their children can walk down the street and be safe and not have speeding. So that's another thing, another outcome, is increased community health and well-being.
Joanne, it almost feels like you're sort of saying you'll be policing yourself to a certain extent.
I like to think of it, Lisa, as empowering ourselves.
Okay.
We have the power to have a quality of life and to increase our quality of life. And by getting together with various organizations and talking about community knowledge, norms and expectations, and doing all of these things helps to empower us to be a participate and helping to have a better quality of life. So that's how I mostly look at it.
Yeah, so one of the other things that we didn't talk about too much yet is that it's not just about slapping people's wrists for being noisy or whatever. It's about increasing connections. So there's several community building aspects to this as well. New West Willow Neighborhood Association is going to be working on a print newsletter, and there's other opportunities for people to get involved in this work. There's some contact information in the article for people who want to find out more or who might like to get involved in connecting neighbors with neighbors, because part of the time when you get friction in a neighborhood, it's because people, they don't know their neighbors. And when they know their neighbors, they feel empowered to go over and talk to them rather than just calling the police for every little quality of life issue.
Lots going on here, and we'll read more about it in this week's online article for On the Ground Ipsy. Sarah Rigg and Joanne McCollum, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.